back to the phones, taking your calls. How about Priz? What you want to talk to me about?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, let me say this first. I used to live a block from Chuck Berry.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that. That is really something.
On Whittier, when he lived on Whittier. As a matter of fact, his sister is still living on Lexington on the 3900 block. I think she's still living there, one of his sisters.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that is, yep, he is St. Louis original and definitely our link in this town for everybody just about to the foundations of rock and roll. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, you know, I was, I always go on that internet and check different things. And I can't understand why any judge and a prosecuting attorney would want to send somebody to jail for a crime that they did not commit.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, but probably because they're
kind of cruel.
Either they think they're guilty and it's a dispute over that, and so you can attribute the best motives to them, or in some cases, and you know, I've seen cases where at least I would say they just wanted a conviction. I mean, I hate to.
But I mean, just want a conviction and convict somebody for a crime that they didn't do. I think that's really dirty for a person to do a person like that, and not only that, keep them in there for. Give them 25 years, and then they find out after 25 years that they didn't commit the crime. But I was looking on the internet, and I came up on a lot of people are saying that they're sending these priests to jail for molesting these children.
Some,
they're not doing that. They'll give them 6 years probation, and then two cases I've seen. It was three cases I've seen where evidently they had all Catholics on that jury, but all three of them.
Well, what about Gagin?
They were found not guilty.
Are you familiar with Gagin? Because that's the one that I know, and he died in jail. Actually, he was killed.
On the news a few minutes ago, I don't know if it wasn't on this station, where they saying hundreds, not one, but hundreds of priests, and they still, even the archbishop is trying to cover this stuff up. And they're trying to tell them to stop covering this stuff up and get, you know, try to do something about this. And I can't understand how archbishop, with these people supposed to be of God and all of this stuff. And when I heard the other day that this 5-year-old girl, this man.
I mean, I honestly don't know, you know, I'm not seeing anything on this story anymore. This story seems to have left the front page, as far as I can tell. So
what's that?
The pre-scandals.
Well, they try to keep it as quiet as they can, but if you go on the internet, but it's coming out, it's really coming out now. Those people, from what I hear, are a bunch of dogs.
Well, some were, some weren't. Some,
but the thing about it is, if the thing about it, the reason why, and I said this like the man said up there, if you hung every priest in the world, pedophilia would drop, I say, 80%. You agree with that?
Actually, if you hung every single male in the entire world, your pedophilia would drop, but I'm not sure that's relevant. I'm not sure we're advocating. Are you advocating doing that?
You don't think pedophilia would drop?
As a formal proposition, I think if I hanged, as I said, every single male in the world, pedophilia would drop, technically.
Well,
that's irrelevant, right? So the argument's meaningless.
And the sad part about that is...
Question, though. Did you hear my trivia question? I'm curious if you can get that.
What's that?
1968, on this date, October 18th, Mexico City, one of the top five sporting events.
Don't tell me a priest raped them, too.
Thanks a lot, Priz. You're one-track mind. Appreciate it. No, it really wasn't them. But, you know, I think we figured out who really wants to be a Lutheran real bad or something. I don't know. Okay. And I'm not even Roman Catholic, but I'm going, like, okay, enough Catholic bashing for one night, all right? Anyway, we're due for a break. We're going to take that break. We'll be right back taking your calls after these messages.
The hallmark of any successful business is growth, and the lack of it is the main reason why small businesses